Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Schur Family Pharmacy, with four convenient locations to serve you in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebring. Put your trust in your local pharmacist at Schur Family Pharmacy. Are you sure? A single vehicle rollover crash in Huron County sent one driver to the hospital Friday morning. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, the crash happened at approximately 9:18 a.m. on July 3, 2026, on Lakeshore Road at about 2,640 feet north of Rapson Road in Rubicon Township. Investigators say a 2006 Chevrolet Trailblazer was traveling northbound when it crossed the center line, left the roadway, struck a guardrail, and overturned. Deputies reported the driver lost control after crossing left of center. The driver, who was the vehicle's only occupant, was wearing a shoulder and lap belt and was trapped inside the SUV until emergency responders freed them. The driver was transported by ambulance to a local hospital for treatment. Authorities reported there was no indication of alcohol or drugs involvement, and the driver was not believed to have been distracted at the time of the crash. The SUV sustained disabling damage and was towed from the scene. Damage was also reported to a guardrail owned by the Huron County Road Commission. The Huron County Sheriff's Office investigated the crash and was assisted by Harbor Beach Fire Department personnel and a towing service. The incident remains documented as a single vehicle loss of control crash. And health officials are urging pet owners to closely monitor their animals after two dogs became infected with New World screwworms, bringing the total number of confirmed to more than 30. The parasite, which resurfaced in U.S. cattle earlier this summer after being absent for more than five decades, is the larval stage of the New World screwworm fly. Unlike common fly maggots that feed on dead tissue, these larvae attack living flesh by entering open wounds, surgical incisions, insect bites, or other skin injuries. Veterinarians say dogs, cats, livestock, wildlife, and even people can be affected. Although newly born animals and those recovering from medical procedures face the greatest risk, officials are advising pet owners to routinely inspect their animals for cuts, sores, or unusual behavior. Warning signs include persistent licking or chewing at one spot, a foul odor coming from a wound, visible larvae, or sudden restlessness. Experts say immediate veterinary care is critical, as untreated infestations can become life-threatening, but animals generally recover when treatment begins early. Preventative flea and tick medications are also being recommended because many prescription products can kill the larvae before they become established. Meanwhile, federal and state agricultural officials are expanding efforts to stop the parasite spread. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is once again releasing sterile male screwworm flies, a proven eradication strategy that successfully eliminated the pest from the United States decades ago. When we come back from the Sure Health sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
The Harbor Beach Maritime Festival is officially underway, and Sure Health is proud to be playing a part in all the fun. We had a great 5K Wednesday evening to kick off the festival. Thursday morning, I had the pleasure of hosting a live radio show right from the beach on AM 1340 and 94.1 FM. Free beach yoga takes place Friday and Saturday mornings, and then that all leads up to Saturday night, where you don't want to miss the Thumb's first ever drone show, proudly presented by Sure Health. Exactly at 10 p.m. Saturday night, 200 drones will take off from the Trescott Street Pier and light up the night sky for a 15-minute custom drone show with a variety of lighted scenes highlighting maritime history, local achievements, and much, much more. Best viewing for the drone show is going to be down at the beach in Harbor Beach. We're expecting big crowds, so you'll want to arrive early, enjoy the live music, and find the best spot at the beach to watch the drone show sparkle off the water of the world's greatest man-made harbor. That's Saturday night at 10 p.m. at the Harbor Beach Maritime Festival for the Thumb's first ever drone show, proudly presented by Sure Health.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, drivers in Tuscola County will need to plan for a lengthy detour beginning Monday, July 13th, as the Michigan Department of Transportation starts a bridge replacement project on M53 near Cass City. The highway will be closed at Greenman Creek while crews remove the existing bridge, which dates back to 1939, and install a new culvert. The closure is expected to remain in place through the middle of October. During construction, traffic will be rerouted using Argyle, Germania, and Cass City roads. The project also includes asphalt reconstruction and new guardrail installation to improve roadway safety and extend the life of the corridor. MDOT says it is investing approximately $2.5 million in the improvements, a project expected to support an estimated 21 jobs through direct and indirect economic activity. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sure Family Pharmacy, with four convenient locations to serve you in Caseville, Oakton, Pigeon, and Sebring. Put your trust in your local pharmacist at Sure Family Pharmacy. Are you sure?